Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, what's this caper you're trying to pull at the DMV today, Josh?
So I need to renew my license. And because of that, you have to, make an appointment. And there are no appointments available for like months right now, anywhere in a DMV near me. So I'm trying to do a little something different here. And if you book an appointment that is closer to your date that you need for a different thing, they'll give you a ticket, like a numbered ticket, and be like, hey, here you go, your number 74.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and wait. And then when they call your number, you are able to just go there for the thing that you need. And I am hoping to pull this off today.
Okay. So
it's a little unorthodox, I guess you could say, but I've heard from very reliable sources that it works really well.
So you're trying to bend the rules a little bit, but not break them.
So you need a, what are you going in for?
So I need to renew my license. So it's been 10 years since I got my last one. My birthday comes and goes, and it was like, hey, I need to renew my license now. It's okay. I have a month, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot get an appointment until it said August, like, 8th.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that they'll if they do that anyway,
which
they'll.
Where are you going to?
I looked for anyone in the state, Jeremy.
They're pretty backed up. I remember.
The closest time I could get was, like, August 6th.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. They'll charge me more than to
so
renew
then
it.
What did you sign up for to go in for?
I'm going to be going to take the written test today. Thank you very much.
Oh, now I see what you're doing. Well,
but
now
I got
I
that
see.
Written test today instead of 2 months from now.
How fun is that?
It's going to be interesting.
I like this a lot because you're not necessarily hurting anybody.
No.
You're not inconveniencing anybody.
They're inconveniencing me.
A little bit. And so you're just working around
it. I don't know if this works because got spaces lined up for people one after another to get their license. And if you're there for the written test, they're just going to shove you over to the written
test.
But there's the lettering
work.
System. They go A, B, and C here. And renewal, driver's license, and written test are under the level C. So it's the same category.
It's the same category,
Jared. Same thing.
Oh, this and may work.
I'm just saying.
This
I might get
exciting.
A new license today.
Has anybody tried this yet?
Or I might get arrested and call one of y'all
I
for
know.
Help. And Jeremy, it's closer to you, so be on call.
Is it waiting for
you're
that
you're going to the golden
call.
One.
I'm going, maybe.
Okay, so this is
They've
you.
Got an opening on July 2nd. Why didn't you just book it for July 2nd and call it good?
Because that's still over the due date of what I need it for.
You're funny.
I want to get it now.
I want to get it now. Couldn't you just renew it online? Because most of the time you can renew your license just
but
online.
So
you
got to get
picture.
A new picture. I need a new picture. I need to go there and smile. Or do they let you smile yet?
No,
they
you
don't.
Can't smile.
You can't smile.
So I got to go there and frown and get my new picture.
I know.
That's what I need.
All right.
It's really interesting.
The,
I want
there's a Denver one. There's an appointment today at Denver.
Really?
Yes.
Can I go? Hold on. People cancel. People cancel.
You're funny.
Hey, send me that link really quick.
No, I'm not getting it.
Oh,
you
come on.
Trouble.
Send me that link. No. Look, I think it's going to work.
I think
I really
do. It'll be fine. I feel like, though, that they do send you off into like specific spots. I don't know.
Well, if it doesn't, then I'll come
See,
back
I,
with a suspended license.
I had to deal with this, though. Huh. I had to book out an appointment to change my license months out in advance. So I dealt with the same thing. Hmm. So that's why I'm like you changing it to have an appointment today for a different reason and utilizing that to get your license.
I feel like they're
going
to be on to people like you, but I'm curious to see if it works out.
I think it's genius.
I think it's going to work. I've had people just tell.
I'm
say
here
things.
For
people
a written test.
Yeah. It's going to go great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think
no
it's
going to
be fun. And I may call you from a detention center. Yeah,
heads up to everybody at the DMV in Golden today.
No.
Let's talk about family stuff. Katie and I both have daughters.
Yes.
And just real quick, I feel bad for my little kiddo.
Oh, why?
There's going to be a death in the family. Oh. Probably fairly soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All signs are pointing to possibly Larry the hamster.
Oh.
The end is near, I think.
Is Larry starting to get frail?
Well,
like,
you know, hamsters, I mean, once you hit 2 years, you're looking, wow, that's a long time for hamster. And we're getting close to that.
Okay.
And sadly, the little Lair Bear, as we call him, I don't know. Hopefully she's not listening, but she knows. He's got a big old, like, lump on the side.
Oh, no.
And it's poor like, it's got like a hole. It's really gross.
And a lump like and a hole.
It's a hole and a lump, and it's oozy. And I feel bad because we're like, let's not touch Larry anymore. We probably shouldn't touch Larry because I don't know what Larry is going to give you at this point.
Yeah. Just gaze at Larry from afar. Yeah.
And no joke, she wanted to pet him the other day and I made her put a rubber glove on. And I'll just tell you right now, hamsters do not like to be pet with a rubber glove on.
Larry's like, get off me.
He's like probably pulling his hair a little bit, you know, and he's trying to bite the glove and
it's
everything.
It's like, you're making it worse, actually.
Please stop with the rubber glove, kid. But yeah, I mean, he's hitting that point. You know, he's getting old, and it looks like he's got some sort of, you know, cancer or something on the side of him. So it'll be soon, and it'll break our heart because she loves this little guy. And he's been a really good hamster.
Yeah.
Friendly little hamster. But nobody wants to touch him.
Okay, and is your little baby Nana a little too old for you to just swap out that hamster with another layer
bear? Yeah, she'd know.
Like,
she'd know.
She's and like, oh, this is look, our... he doesn't have that lump anymore.
Yeah, it went away. we did our prayers.
Yes.
No, she would know. She would know. And the thing is, this is our second hamster, you know, and I think after Layer Bear... I don't think we're going to get another hamster. I think it's to the point where it's like, hey, we're tired of taking care of that cage and
hamstered out.
Hamster smell and hamster holes in the side, you know, things like that.
Is she going to upgrade now from a hamster to a cat?
Don't think so.
That's usually the route they go.
I don't think so.
You know, now she's old enough to, you know, perform the duties of a bigger, larger animal.
We're good. The nice thing about the hamsters is they got an expiration date that's pretty short.
2 years.
You can move on from that.
Two and done.
But the conversation included Nick Nack saying, hey, we should... Do you think we should take him to the vet, like, and like maybe put him down? And,
okay, or, I don't mean to sound like, heartless, but well, come on.
I believe you were just as heartless as I was. I was like, "Are you freaking kidding me? Really?
Do we take hamsters to a vet?
We don't take hamsters to the vet." I can remember growing up. You know, I was way younger. My uncle was younger. My uncle had a hamster, and I remember something was going on with that hamster, and my grandma took it to the vet. And I still remember to this day that the vet was like, this is the first time I've ever looked at a hamster. You don't do that. You know, you just, they run their course and they're rodents and then they move on, you know. And then for her to say, you know, I don't know if he's suffering. He's not suffering, first of all. I'll tell everybody that. He's running on his wheel. He's doing fine. She's like, we should probably just, she's like, what would it be like, $40 to like, what? I'm like, we're not. No.
Putting the hamster down? Like, wait.
No, I think at that point you... I don't want to be too morbid.
I know.
Listen, you're like a mobster. You take care of it, right?
Exactly. You take the hamster out back. You
take care of it. You got a guy to, you know... I have a buddy that their hamster was suffering.
Guy.
And you got to... You take care of it, right? You're sorry, Larry, but your time has come, you know?
Oh, poor kids.
But, yeah, I feel bad, because mostly because she loves holding this little guy and petting him and, you know, give him a little snacks and everything. And now at this point, we're like, don't touch the hamster.
Touch
dude,
it.
You have to be under extreme supervision. You don't have any open wounds on your hand, do you?
Put on your hazmat suit before you touch the hamster.
Put
okay?
on the face mask and rubber gloves and the hazmat suit. So, well, I'll keep you updated on the status of Larry, though.
Okay.
We'll have a little service when it's all said and done.
Good. Lair Bear.
Yeah. Bless his little heart. Oh.
I know what you're debating.
What?
So I read Cheryl's text message.
I mean,
I don't want everybody getting upset.
I don't know who she is.
Cheryl texted us. I guess she's got a lot of experience with hamsters growing up. And our concern was that Lair Bear, my hamster, was, you know, suffering. He's got some cancer on the side of him. And I mean, it's a hamster.
It's probably, you know, the best way
it's humane.
Handle
Cheryl,
it.
The tennis ball thing is weird, though. Oh, well, a can. Tennis ball can. Okay. I thought she said she put him in a tennis ball.
Cheryl just said you don't want your hamster to suffer.
You don't.
He's in those final
but he's not suffering. Like, he's eating fine. He's running on his wheel. He's just got, like, an oozing sore.
Cheryl,
you know?
Just had a
don't we all?
Suggestion for taking care of it, is all. And
it sounds almost humane, though.
No, it does. Like, it's not
so
awful.
She said,
it's just, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Don't be mad at me. We love animals. We love animals. And we've got a little guy that's suffering. And it's a rodent, you guys. Yeah. It's not like you're doing this to your lab. She said, this is coming from Cheryl. She said, I had hamsters growing up, and you'd put them in a tennis ball can. Okay, so you think of that can.
Yeah, where you put three balls in there. Put the little guy in there. This next part may have some people, you know.
And then you put the can up to the exhaust of your car.
Okay. All right.
And then you close the lid. She says, then the hamster will just go to sleep.
It just goes to sleep.
She says, they won't suffer anymore and it's peaceful.
Hamster, go bye-bye. That's what she said.
It's humane.
It is.
I feel like that's actually kind of humane. If the little guy is, it's better than whacking him on the head with a hammer or something.
Exactly.
Jeez. You've got a rodent that is suffering. You just let him go to sleep. I mean, well, Fast Five is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to hop into some Alex Warren here at Nimmer's Mix 100. Have you guys heard about the gas station screw, which is not what Katie does on the weekends?
No. Don't you start that
rumor.
No,
that's a rest stop. You like to go to the rest stops. The gas station screw. So if you're hearing about this, here's what it is. The thing is, people are saying that thieves, crooks, whatever, they go and put a screw in the nozzle cradle of the gas pump so it doesn't, like, turn off, essentially. It doesn't go fully into the off position when you're done filling up, because a lot of times people just pull it out, you know, and let loose and then, you know, hook it back to the machine and then they drive off, right? Well, the screw in there essentially prevents the machine's mechanisms from knowing that the transaction is done, and it allows scammers then to pull up right behind you to that pump, pull it back out, and keep filling up on your tab. And they're calling it the gas station screw.
That's a real screw, yeah.
And so they're saying this is a thing, and people are freaking out about it on the socials. Well, yes, it's gone viral. But guess what? Snopes did a little thing, and they say it's a complete hoax.
Okay,
and
I was like,
no evidence of it ever working or even happening to begin with.
That seems like you'd have to do a lot of tampering to something, and somebody would see you do that.
I think you'd see
a screw
in there, right?
Yeah, like you would. It'd be a lot harder to do than it sounds like, I think.
But this is just one of those things that I feel like you're going to get multiple messages and emails passed on to you from your crazy aunt or your mom, you know, that maybe sees this on Facebook and believes everything.
But they can scam us so many ways. That's not necessarily their fault.
I'm just letting you know. Well, it's one of those things, though, that your mom's going to be like, they put a screw in the gas nozzle. And
well, just one more thing you have to look out for.
Right,
it really
mom.
Is like you can't even insert your card anymore. You have to tap everywhere. Because,
I will say that I do check the credit card readers a lot of times on the gas pumps.
And at one point, there was a begrudging homie who was like, and people are saying you'll get scammed if you insert your card, like, they're crazy. So we're just getting the word out.
Yeah,
right?
I am getting the word out, because you will get a message from your crazy aunt being like, be careful. The perps are out and they're putting screws in all the gas pumps now.
He goes again.
Yeah. Oh, come on. This is like something your mom would send you, Katie. I
know,
I guarantee
but
you.
They just want us to be safe.
They do. They want us to be on the lookout.
That's what moms do.
It's something Katie would send to Zoe.
Yeah. Yeah, moms believe everything online. So just a heads up.
We have to warn you.
Like,
that's
AI.
Our job.
Images of everything.
That's our job to then warn you about that bear surfing. Like,
right.
You know
did you
I
see
mean?
That bear surfing?
Yeah, now you got to worry about him in the water, too.
So anyway, the gas station screw is something that you don't have to worry about unless you're extremely lonely on the weekends.